What happens when someone who spent years hunched over computer code and art installations suddenly finds themselves running one of America's most prestigious design schools? John Mayetta's journey from MIT computer scientist and artist to president of Rhode Island School of Design wasn't just a career pivot. It was a collision of two worlds that rarely intersect. His leadership philosophy, distilled from this unlikely transition, challenges everything we think we know about who should lead and how. While business schools churn out leaders trained in spreadsheets and strategic planning, Mayetta discovered that the messy, intuitive, hands-on approach of artists might be exactly what modern organizations need. This isn't about abandoning rigor for chaos. It's about recognizing that in a world of constant disruption, the artist's comfort with ambiguity and hunger for feedback might matter more than the executive's polished confidence. Leadership ultimately concerns legacy, not just what you accomplish during your tenure, but how you shape the organization's future beyond your time. Mayetta references his Spring Counter program that calculates how many spring seasons one has left based on life expectancy, a progress bar for life that motivates him to focus on what matters most. Artists don't just think about their work. They physically wrestle with it. They mix paint, feel clay, debug code. This tactile relationship fundamentally shapes problem solving. As president, Mayetta brought this hands-on instinct to leadership, working alongside struggling teams to understand what spreadsheets couldn't capture. This approach reveals insights invisible from the executive suite, subtle departmental tensions, unspoken knowledge driving success, emotional climates data can't measure. Yet what feels like necessary engagement can look like micromanagement. Mayetta learned his desire to personally reshape processes sometimes prevented others from owning their work. Present 90 random data points to most people and they'll see chaos. Present them to a visual thinker and they'll immediately map relationships, seeking order in randomness. Early in his presidency, Mayetta created hundreds of organizational diagrams to grasp RISD's intricate structure, not as communication tools, but as thinking devices, forcing him to see hidden connections. Yet, diagrams lose meaning when shared with others who didn't witness their creation. A beautifully designed organizational chart might look elegant, but fail to capture power dynamics, historical tensions, or cultural factors truly driving institutional behavior. The best artist leaders channel creative instincts into organizations, combining beauty with functionality, inspiration with execution. In art studios, critique drives improvement. When Mayetta opened meetings asking, "How am I doing?" he sought honest assessment, contrasting with traditional leadership, where criticism flows downward but rarely upward, isolating leaders from reality. By soliciting feedback without defensiveness, artist leaders create psychological safety for honest communication. With conflicting advice, you cannot act on all of it. Mayetta's self-assessment was simply, "I'm learning," acknowledging both progress and incompleteness. Leadership, like art making, evolves through cycles of creation, critique, and refinement. In our era of big data, intuition often gets dismissed as unreliable. Yet Mayetta argues it remains essential when navigating unprecedented challenges where historical data offers limited guidance. Intuition's power lies in its emotional connection. While data makes intellectual cases, it rarely inspires action. When Mayetta guided RSID through the 2008 recession, budget spreadsheets alone couldn't build support. He needed a compelling narrative about values and future. His early computer art was dismissed by professors as work that would never amount to anything. Yet that same work now hangs in the Museum of Modern Art, a reminder that intuitive leaps often lead to innovations analytical thinking might reject. Technology revolutionized information sharing, but hasn't improved our ability to convey meaning, a critical leadership distinction. Transparency doesn't automatically create clarity. Mayetta discovered that the simple phrase, "for example," dramatically improved communication by connecting abstract principles to concrete situations. Email presents particular challenges. brevity beats comprehensive explanations, and single recipients create clearer channels than group messages. Direct conversation remains the most effective communication path. Digital communications lack bodily warmth, nuanced laughter, and commitment formed by physical presence. When Mayetta tried online polls for student feedback, they failed. A student-organized in-person conversation drew 40 eager participants, revealing the irreplaceable value of seeing expressions and feeling room energy. Leaders must determine which medium best serves each need, rather than defaulting to technological convenience. What matters most isn't the words transmitted, but how you come across as a human being, with respect as the prerequisite for meaningful exchange. As a professor, Maida worked as a lone wolf, never experiencing true teamwork. Leadership at RISD forced him to learn team-building skills that didn't come naturally, a common challenge for professionals promoted based on personal excellence rather than management experience. The fundamental challenge is moving people from me to we. Maida discovered the simplest starting point, getting everyone in the same room. Physical presence creates togetherness where negativity and positivity can neutralize each other. Leaders must create psychological safety for authentic communication. Maida learned his presidential presence could artificially restrain conversations. Leaders must reveal their humanity while maintaining confidence. Body language powerfully affects dynamics. Open hands signal bringing people together. Crossed arms signal resistance. In academia, professors debate until no stone remains unturned, productive tension that allows creativity to flourish. This creates a paradox, preserving creative individualism while fostering collaborative spirit. Meetings should leave people wanting more rather than watching the clock. The art lies in listening deeply enough that people feel truly heard while maintaining autonomy for final decisions. The most valuable aspect of critique culture may be its fundamental assumption that being wrong isn't failure, but opportunity. When leaders say, "I got that wrong, and here's what I learned," they transform mistakes from sources of shame into engines of growth. Mortality awareness shapes leadership priorities. Nice guys work harder, choosing what's right over personal advantage. Teaching his daughter chess, Mayetta described the king's limited movement. She observed, "But daddy, the king is still powerful, because if he dies, the game is over." A leader's impact extends beyond individual actions, ensuring the organization operates fairly, joyfully, and gratefully. The greatest power lies in creating conditions where others thrive. Visual thinking makes implicit assumptions explicit, reveals hidden connections, and communicates complex ideas accessibly. Effective visual leaders balance the clarity visualization provides with recognition that no diagram fully captures organizational complexity. In rapidly changing fields, leaders who combine analytical rigor with artistic intuition navigate complexity more nimbly than those relying exclusively on data. They use visual thinking as one tool among many, complementing it with deep listening and experiential learning, making intuitive leaps toward solutions guided by aesthetic judgment and emotional intelligence. In a world obsessed with charismatic CEOs, we've been searching for the wrong kind of leader. The artist leader doesn't pretend to have all the answers. They're comfortable saying, "I'm learning," and meaning it. They don't distance themselves from messy reality. They dive in. They don't fear feedback. They hunger for it. This isn't weakness. It's a different kind of strength. The best artist leaders maintain sensitivity to what feels wrong while building structures that work predictably. They create psychological safety by actively soliciting feedback and demonstrating they can hear difficult truths without defensiveness. This fundamental openness, recognizing that being wrong isn't failure, but opportunity, transforms mistakes from sources of shame into engines of growth, ensuring the organization evolves long after any individual leader's tenure ends.